The Chief Executive Officer of SADA, Gilbert Idi, has been speaking about projects which SADA is engaged in since its inception. Mr. Idi told Radio Ghana that SADA is a national development organization and will continue to pursue programs that are only beneficial to every Ghanaian, particularly within the catchment area. He spoke to George Ankra.
In order to be able to bring about economic development, the main activity that about 70% of the people in SADA zone are engaged in is agricultural. And so we have intervened in the agricultural sector in a very way. You remember the number of tractors that we brought in to be able to support farmers in the issue of land preparation. But the tractors didn't come in as just a leverage of just land preparation. That land preparation is tied up with input support intervention. And once we go in to support the inputs, we also have technology support by way of trying to see how we can raise productivity from the current productivity rate of about 1.9 metric tons per hectare for maize, targeting to raise it to 5 metric tons per hectare this year. And so we are using an improved variety of seed, which is mainly hybrid. And hybrid is a new intervention that goes with the whole package of protocols. So we have a technical team that introduces the seed, train operators on how to prepare the land in order to be able to get a maximum plant population. Then the protocols that go with the use of the hybrid seed, we have technical people on the field who are doing all these things. So once we are able to do this and the farmers pick it up, initially we targeted 10,000 hectares. That's about 25,000 acres as immediate intervention. Then when we did that, we realized that we didn't cover the whole SADA zone because we had earlier done some 6,000 in areas that were affected by flood. So we decided to add those ones. That raised to 10,000. That's about 40,000 acres of land for maize, soya and rice. This is the immediate intervention that we have gone in for this rainy season.
At the moment, have you gone around yourself to see what you have done so far in terms of the cereal production? I'm talking about maize and rice. And what are your impressions?
As a matter of fact, I'm in Tamale.
We are having a meeting with the technical team. I've had reports from our service providers who are already on the ground. They have given us a very positive indication about things that are happening. But we want to be able to see things for ourselves. So I have called for a meeting this morning with the steering group that is made up of the regional economic planning officer, the regional director of environmental protection agents, and then NADMO. So in the next 2 or 3 days, I'm actually in the project site to be able to go around and assess the situation for ourselves and find out where we are going, what is right and what is wrong.
On afforestation, you were trying to tell us what you are doing. What exactly have you been doing?
Yes. Looking at it from a multi-purpose angle. First, we want to be able to use the issue of afforestation to create employment for the youth. You and I know that this time of the year is the most volatile part of the year as far as security is concerned when we are heading towards election. And the issue often is that it is when the youth are idle that they get engaged in all kinds of violent activities. We want to make sure that we give them economic opportunities to keep them engaged. So we will take advantage of providing employment for the youth. But initially, we want to be able to produce a buffer belt along the water source for 2 reasons. It is late now for us to be able to provide water to trees if we plant the trees very far away. So we take advantage of protecting water bodies by planting the trees along the water body so that in the dry season, it is easy for us to be able to fetch water from the body than water. So in that case, we get advantage of water body, we get advantage of improving of the environment, we provide employment, and then in some of the trees, our economic trees, it also provides economic opportunities for people on the ground.
You heard Chief Executive Officer of SADA, Gilbert Idi, talking to George Ankra.